Good evening. If you would, turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, starting in verse 14. Tonight I'd like to talk about how we can be the light to the world, being a good example and abiding by the commands that God has given us. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, it says, "You're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." And if you go to verse 16, it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So how can we be that bright light? In 1 John chapter 1, and starting in verse 5, it says, "Then this is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." And in John chapter 8, starting in verse 12, it says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." So because God and Jesus are the light, are the lights of the world, and we are trying to be lights, we need to be like God and Jesus are. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 5, in verse 48. Matthew 5, verse 48 says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." So if we're going to be as our Father in heaven is, then we need to be perfect. Also in 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 Peter 2, 21 through 22, it says, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." Jesus was without sin, or as it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, without blemish. If you would turn there, we'll read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. "But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." We as members of Christ's church need to be without blemish. And as the church, isn't that our goal is to be conformed to Christ's image? And we see in Ephesians chapter 4, we'll read 11 through 26. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 26 says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God into a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." So as people of the world look on the way that we act, they should see a considerable difference in the way that we conduct ourselves. In verse 17 of the same chapter, it says, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." So we need to put off the things of the old man, which includes all the works and the things that we would say is the old man, and we need to be putting on the new man. So how are we supposed to be changing? In verse 25, it says, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." And then skip to verse 31. It says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Verse 31 explains some of the things that we should be putting on. We should be forgiving each other. We should be tenderhearted. And we're going to read the first 8 verses of Ephesians chapter 5, where it says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." So after we make these changes, we should be very, very different, have a lot of difference from the world in the way what we say, what we do, and what we think. In Luke chapter 11, Luke 11, verse 33. "No man, when he hath lighted a candle, put it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body is also full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Take heed, if thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light." We shouldn't be hiding ourselves from the world. We shouldn't be hiding our light. As it says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, "Let our light so shine before men that they can see our good works and glorify our Father." We should be a peculiar people. In 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, starting in verse 9, and we'll go through verse 12, says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak evil against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation." In verses after this, throughout the rest of the chapter, it gives some examples of things that normal people wouldn't be doing, like obeying the ordinances of men, obeying the government, and also honoring all men, that most people of the world would not do, but we as Christians should be doing. By our works, we should be setting our good examples for the ones that are around, and also the things we say can have a huge effect on the ones near us. So not only do our works need to be good, the things we speak need to be in accordance with God's will also. If you would go to 1 Peter chapter 4, starting in verse 11. 1 Peter 4, starting in verse 11, says, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen." So whatever we say or do should be something that people can glorify God for, that we could be bringing all the glory to God and bringing honor to his name. Let's look at an example of someone who was a light in the midst of darkness. If you would turn to Daniel chapter 5, starting in verse 14, it says, this is what King Belshazzar of Babylon had to say about Daniel. It says, "I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that the light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee." That's pretty exceptional for a king to be saying about one of his servants. Also, after the Babylonian Empire was overthrown, the Medes and the Persians came to power. King Darius quickly realized that Daniel was not an ordinary person. If you would turn to the next chapter, chapter 6, verses 3. It says, "Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm." And then we know that the presidents and the princes became jealous that Daniel had more favor in King Darius' eyes than they did. So in they proposed a letter to the king that he would sign that was making a request that nobody, a decree that nobody would ask a petition of any other god or anybody else besides the king himself. We know that Daniel did not follow that, that he three times a day, praying towards Jerusalem, asked a petition of God. So they threw Daniel into a pit of lions, and in verse 17 it says, "And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting, neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king rose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? And said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God." So Daniel suffered persecution for obeying the commands of God. King Darius regretted what he had signed, because he thought that he would be putting Daniel's life in danger, but God had other plans for Daniel, as he kept him alive. If we are persecuted, we should be acting in a way that people could see us and be glorifying God for the good examples that we are and how we take the persecution. So how did Daniel become this strong and righteous spiritually, and how can we be like him? In Psalms chapter 119, starting in verse 9, it says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." And then verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And then verse 130 says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple." It's pretty clear that the word is where we get the knowledge to become, as these good examples that God has given us. In Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 12, and we'll go through 15. "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in thy absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world."